It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into The Whole Show, and excited about this next guest joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. CSU head coach Ryan Williams. The Rams women's basketball team are back in the NCAA tournament. They got Michigan State on March 20th. I cannot wait. Coach, glad to have you on the program. It's an honor, my friend. Congratulations to you. You guys, it was a gritty tournament. A lot of ups and downs, tight games, but you guys found a way at the end of the day. Congrats, my friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're excited to be back in the big dance, and it was exciting to obviously cut down those nets in Vegas. And you're so right. It was a gritty three wins by our Rams. You know, overcame some adversity, losing Bargesser, and played difficult opponents. And that's how this team has done it all year. We've kind of gutted out a lot of wins, and happy to obviously hoist the trophy.
Coach, you mentioned it. Obviously, that was a big one. Losing Bargesser, we know how much she meant to this team. You know what her story was like, why she wanted to go to Colorado State, and then ultimately, you guys get there. And man, to witness that injury, a very strange injury, and obviously season-ending. What's going through your mind at that point? What are you saying to the ladies at this point? Because I know you have a ton of great players on this team, but anytime you lose a player, especially a significant one like that, that can be gut-wrenching, yet you found a way to pull these games out.
Yeah, we just basically, the message was we've got to rally. We've got to rally around Lex. Everybody's got to step it up, basically. And it's the message at halftime. It might sound silly, but the most dangerous animal in the forest is a wounded bear. So we took a wounded bear mentality out to that floor the second half and really into the Air Force game. And that's kind of how these kids approached it. They played with a chip. They played with an edge. They knew they had to, and it was neat to see that.
You guys went, I mean, you just went on a tear going back on, I mean, love was in the air for you guys, because back on February 14th, you beat New Mexico, and from that point on, you knew what was in front of you, you knew what you had to do, and you just said, you know what, let's leave no room for interpretation, let's just win every single game from here on out.
And we said that. We said that in San Diego. We had a two-point loss or a three-point loss at San Diego. And that was a hard road trip at San Diego State and then right to New Mexico. Two tough road opponents. And we just said, don't lose again. You're good enough to not lose again. We've got to do this a little better, this a little better. And the kids took that to heart. And really played with a different level of focus, confidence, connectivity, all of that stuff that just created a lot of victories down the stretch.
Joining us now, CSU head coach Ryan Williams. His Rams are going dancing. They'll have Michigan State coming up on Friday. Very excited about this game. Coach, now I know your defense is outstanding, and that obviously I want to talk about that too, but your guys' ability to not turn the ball over. Talk to me about the emphasis you put on that, because I hear coaches say it all the time. I mean, that is that we can't turn it over. We can't turn it over. In fact, I know Ali Farokmanesh probably still has nightmares about some of the turnovers his team was committing. You guys, on the other hand, that's preached, and it shows up on the floor every single night.
It really does. I mean, it's something that we've preached for years here, and wherever I've been the coach, We put skilled players out there, that their decision making is clean and right. That's the biggest thing, is just the kids you have on the floor and the versatility. System wise, we do some things that we don't take on certain things, but I'm a lot angrier. I get a lot angrier than Ollie probably does. So we really, it's just a standard that our kids understand that, we aren't going to create offense for the opponent because we're going to be silly with the basketball. And, we identify roles really well. We let the kids play free within those roles. But we don't get out of our lane. And I think that's what allows for high turnover numbers, is kids trying to do things they're probably or their skill sets not capable of doing. And we're pretty direct and honest with our players in that area, and I think that's a big reason why we take care of that sucker and don't toss it around.
Is that like an emphasis on day one of the off season when you get the team together? Because you're every year, especially nowadays, you're going to have a bunch of new faces. You're going to have young players in too. Is that like first thing? Hey, we're talking about not turning the basketball. Can you take me through that process of just how it works from the beginning to where we see you're one of the best teams in the country at handling the basketball?
Yeah, and I think we were the best team this year. I think that'd be four years in a row.
It's amazing,
Coach. Last five, maybe.
Yeah.
But we don't really address it on day one. We don't. We want our kids to play free, and we want to evaluate kind of their skill set. We don't want them playing cautious, like, I can't turn it over. We don't ever want that mindset. And so we turn them loose in the summertime, and then we kind of work backwards. This is the lane that maybe you should be in, Brady. This is the lane you can't be in, or what have you. And then we slowly kind of set the tone or really communicate, this is how we need to go about this. And then obviously as the season approaches, it is stressed even more. But, we'll put a turnover card out there where we might put five basketballs on a cart. And, we put a big, ugly sign on it that says turnover cart. And, once those basketballs are gone, once we create five turnovers in practice, they don't like that line. We get on that line and we run a fair amount.
It can get to be a scary thing. You look over and you start seeing that cart, that basket empty.
Yeah, how
there.
Many balls do we have left? And but the biggest thing is we don't want to play with caution.
Yeah.
And that's what, these kids have freed it up, and they know what good basketball is and the right play is, and that's, I think that just goes to, we've got good players.
I just have so much respect for that, Coach, because, again, I watch a lot of basketball, and you hear coaches say it all the time, we can't turn it over. When I see those teams that they practice what they preach, and I love that philosophy too. Hey, we're letting you go crazy to begin with. Let's get all the turnovers out of the way when it doesn't matter, and then let's figure out why we're turning it over, and then sharpen our tools up as we go.
Yep. And I think, we have a very simple approach here at Colorado State. We're pretty simple offensively. Our spacing is our number one concept, and our, if your spacing's really good, your reads are going to be easier, and there's not going to be the traffic. So again, the skill set that you have on the floor, which allows you to space it, which is shooting, right? Shooting the basketball really helps with that as well.
CSU head coach Ryan Williams joining us. The Rams are back in the NCAA tournament. This will be the first appearance since 2016, Coach, your second NCAA tournament. I still find it hard to believe, though, because, you guys, you win on such a regular basis. I mean, every time you look down, you got 20-plus wins. But what does it mean to you to get back here, and how will that experience help you personally as a head coach, having been there before?
Yeah, first of all, we know how difficult it is. The Mountain West has been a one-bid league, and your only hope for that tournament is to win the Mountain West Conference tournament. And that's really difficult to do.
Yeah.
Whatever your seed is, we've got into that baby, the number one seed, four or five different times, and it's it's not easy to do, and it's just the unfortunate thing about the Mountain West Conference. We're hoping the pack will obviously be different, much stronger, and you don't have to put so much pressure on the tournament. But the fact that we're in it again, it's thrilling, and the experience from the last, these kids have never been in it. We're going to approach it like, every other basketball game that we play, but we're going to let them be obviously excited and enjoy it and have fun. And the opponent is quite strong, but at the end of the day, when that ball goes up, it has to be a basketball game, and your focus better be in the right, the right area. Otherwise, that's not who we are. And so we're going to not lean on the experience of past tournaments, but this is how we've approached every single game. why change? Why change? Because it's, you know, the NCAA tournament. It's all about going 1-0. That's all it's about. That's where we put our focus all year long. I know that's cliche. I know that's coach speak, but these kids have really delivered with that mindset, and we're not changing.
Well, and who am I to call out cliche, Coach? You went with the one game in a row mentality, like we said, dating back after that San Diego State loss, and it seems to have worked. And that tournament, again, I just can't help but go back to it. So many variables thrown your way with the injury to Bargesser, the crazy finish, the tight game against Grand Canyon, and then Air Force. You know, I know they were a lower seed in the tournament, but they got red hot. And I remember looking at that game saying, well, it'll be cool. We'll have a Colorado team here, but I have no idea what to expect because both teams just look like they are fighting for their lives.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, yes, Air Force was a 9 seed, but they were not playing like
no.
a 9 seed. And, you know, Perry was obviously the hottest player in the country, I think, going into that championship game. And, the 4 games in 4 days, we didn't let our kids buy into that. I mean, you know, they hang their hat on being in great shape and all that. So, they weren't going to be tired. But at the end of the day, are you going to let a net 213 team keep you out of the NCAA tournament? That was the direct message. It was, pretty cutthroaty.
Love it.
Air Force is net 213. Don't let that stand in your way. And our kids really delivered.
Coach, before we let you go, talk to us, without giving us anything away, giving anything away here, but when you're looking at this Michigan State team, what are a couple of things that kind of stick out to you when you're doing your film study and your scouting?
Well, obviously, a top 20 opponent, really good skill sets, 1 through 5. There's just not many holes in their lineup. But they score it, right? They're the 9th best scoring team in the country. And that's what stands out. And they do it by attacking the paint. You know, that, what is it, 59% of their shot attempts occur in the lane. So we've got to do a good job of keeping the ball out of there, winning the paint as best we can. And then just make sure the perimeter shots are contested, and we've got a rebound. But the pace at which they play with their fast break game it'll be something we haven't faced this year. So, our conversion defense and making sure they're going against our set D as many times as possible is going to be the key to us hanging around and putting ourselves in a position to win.
I think it's going to be a great game. I'm pumped for you guys, Coach. Congratulations, and really looking forward to it. Do the state proud here. We don't have a ton of teams in it, man, and so we're all backing you guys up. We're excited to see what you can do in this tournament.
Well, hey, we appreciate it, and these kids have delivered all year. They will make Colorado State University and the state of Colorado very, very proud.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Good luck to you, Coach, and thanks, as always, for being on the program. Let's do it again sometime.
All right, thanks, Brady. Go Rams.
All right, Coach. Coach Ryan Williams, CSU Rams head coach. They got Michigan State coming up on Friday. Looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun. It's a battle-tested team ready to go. Keep it here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Watch the madness with us at McCarty's Grill on March 20th.
We are Northern Colorado's Voice.
103.1 at 1310 KFKA.